for y'allself and go on and do what y'all do.
Hey, before we run out, we only got like 25 minutes left. Hey, Joe, you wanted to give us your top five?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I will most definitely do that. Like I said earlier, I like the revelation portion of the topic more so than just the resolution. So I wonder, what would I do the top five on? So my thing was, this time I wanted to talk about exactly what we kind of led into with our discussion. Five things that I would want to leave in 2019. You know, and it's across the board, you know, a lot of little different things or whatever that just plucked my nerve a little bit that I'm going to make sure don't, you know, get to 2020 with me. And hopefully, you know, some people out there, our listeners out there, can leave some of it in 2019 as well and start a whole movement. So, you know, let me hop into this top five. Number five. Subliminal messages in social media.
I get on
social media all the time. You know, it's just a way of life, Facebook, Twitter, or whatnot. And the subtweets, the subliminal messages gets on my last nerve. Like, I come from an era where if you had a problem with a person, you're knocking on doors, you're outside the house, you get off at the wrong bus stop, you know what I mean? We're going to have a discussion about whatever it is that, you know, I have a problem with you about. And if it turned to hands, it turned into hands. But this thing where you see somebody in public and get on Facebook or, you know, Twitter or whatnot and go on to these long rants about somebody. And then when somebody asks you, girl, who you talking about? Or bro, who you talking about? Man, inbox me right quick. I'm going to let you. No, you feel me? Like,
no.
Like, don't do that, bro. This is time you got to add their name, baby. Put that at in front of their name and make it real, man. So I really hate subliminal messages and whatnot. Like, if you're not going to be direct with it, then, you know, take your indirect ass home and don't even bring it up on your post or whatnot. So that's number five. Number four, Old Town Road. I don't know, like, if my ears bleed or my spirit bleed or what the fuck happens when I hear this damn song come on. Like, something take over my spirit. I don't know. Like, I don't know what it was or how this happened in the universe, but something in my spirit just go
around. As resident DJ of the show, I would like to say that I don't know how it got so popular so fast either. Unbelievable.
My God.
certified hit, but oh my God.
It's a certified, you can't even deny that. You know what I'm saying? You can't deny the fact that I think it just went diamond. You know what I mean? If I'm not mistaken, it just went diamond like last week. It's, you know, it's a generational hit. But oh my God, it's nerve wracking, bro. Like I could go the rest of my life without hearing Old Town Road ever again. Like, sickening. Leave it. Let it go. Don't bring it. Like, let it go. Number three. I might be in the minority with this one, but this is most definitely something that my wife brought to my attention. And I didn't really, you know, notice because I don't, you know, rock with it no way. But I didn't notice how, you know, prominent they had got over the year, but all year long, the seafood boil was like, I don't know, like crab legs. Did them bitches just come out? Like, is this like a new invention or something?
We cannot.
Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Joe. Hey, Joe,
bro.
Whole time I've been saying this. Listen, this I know this shit ain't just come out. They've been doing this shit. What the fuck is going on? Motherfuckers, is this brand new?
I don't know who. I don't know if it's something about this teasing it with their egg on the pistols or whatever that made everybody
when did it come apart?
Was it the potato with the corn? I don't know what it was, bro. Like, whatever it was.
Man, like, some nigga used to do this when she had the little Corolla, whatever that shit was she had. You remember that? What the fuck, man? This new.
I thought the same thing. I was like, wait a minute, what? And I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't eat seafood for real. So I didn't, you know what I mean? It really didn't hit me. But she kind of like, but I played seafood on walls in 2019. Like, that was a crab leg.
I've been doing seafood balls forever.
They good, though. Huh?
No, they good. They good.
Okay. I'm going to have to check it out, though. You feel me? Like, you know, I'm not against it. I just didn't know what it, you know what I'm saying? You remember that?
Boy,
you remember like a...
You said all they brand new. I thought the same damn thing. I said...
Man, I just don't know, bro. You remember like a couple years ago?
A long time ago. We've been on
everybody a couple
shrimps.
Everybody a couple of years ago was throwing... they were throwing shrimp in their Rotel dip. And everybody thought I had to put shrimp in their Rotel. So I ain't know, bro. I thought it was...
Seafood balls are the new bundles.
Seafood balls are the new bundles. Okay, these are finished, man. I'm sorry, man. Okay, my bad. Okay, I'm sorry that, you know, it got derailed. But number three, seafood balls, crab leg. You know, let's try something else, bro. Like, let's do something else. You know what I mean? Number two. I might be in the minority with number two, but you know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things that just came, like, to me, in the last year or two came out of nowhere. Now everybody got, like, a ridiculous way of doing them. It is gender revealed. Like, I don't know. Like, is this, you know, you're going to have a boy, you're going to have a girl, bro. Like, you feel me? You might have both. I don't know. But, you know what I mean? It's a 50-50 chance, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, like, that big of a surprise, because, like, you feel me? Like, I don't
know. Mother got whole parties and after parties. I didn't DJ the gender reveal and the after party to that motherfucker before my.
Like,
this is what the gender reveal used to be. Somebody saw you when you were pregnant. Girl, what you having? A boy? Yeah. You don't care how I thought you were having a boy.
Right, like the baby loaf or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, but man, now they fly balloons. They fly balloons in the air and they shoot the balloon and it's a pit. Oh my God, bro. It's a boy or girl, huh? Like, just, you know.
I got crucified for not having a gender reveal almost. You not having a gender reveal for your daughter? Absolutely not.
I ain't
going to
have a baby.
I'm not feeding these folks.
I ain't even know.
Like,
that
for real,
baby.
Bro. Nah, man. Nah. And like, I guess I just wasn't feeling it. I'm done with the gender reveals. You know what I mean? Just let us know, boy, girl. You know, pink or blue. Sorry. But my number one thing I'm leaving in 2019 is not like a thing, but it's like a person. And it's a person like righteously. I used to listen to this person. I was a fan of his, you know, rap wise, but I don't know, over the time he has become a lunatic. And it's Kanye West. Like, I'm done with Kanye. Yeah, you know I mean, like,
did y'all see the video of him on the horse in church?
That's what I'm saying. It's over with for me, bro. You know what I mean? Like, Kanye used to be the backpacker. He, you know, College Dropout might be top 10 hip hop album of all time. And now my man putting out the gospel album. He's riding churches on horses. He, you know, slavery was a choice. Trump, his homeboy. I don't know. I'm done with Kanye.
Before you're done with him, I want you to remember the mental health thing. You might be, you know, since his mom passed,
it's over, bro.
And them Kardashians, they I don't know. I'm not
the
sure.
Man is over. Yeah, it's over with, bro. Until he get it situated, bro. You feel me? He that third cousin that come over, bro, that you know you don't rock with for real. He's family, but it's old with, you know.
If I find a video of him riding on that horse in church, I'm going to put it on the page.
Man, put it on the page, please, man, because Kanye is old with for me, man. Like, between him and R. Kelly, I ain't know which one, you know what I mean, I was just completely done with. But
all completely done with R. Kelly.
Yeah, R. Kelly was already a whole whip for me. But Kanye with the gospel album and the horse riding in the church, I knew it was over.
I ain't not in the gospel album, but I will be pissed definitely if I'm at church and he ride in church on a horse.
When he started telling people to worship, man started telling folks to worship him, bro. It's over. It's a wrap for me.
Oh, no. It's
over. He a whole religion now. But that's Joe's top five of things that we leaving, that I'm leaving in 2019. I know y'all have a list. Listeners, post it to your page, you know, post it to our page or whatnot. Let us know some of the things you leaving in, that you left in 2019. And, you know, thank y'all for listening.
If I could just go back to your third item for a minute. If they're going to bring back shit like it's brand new, can we bring back three whole chicken wings? With yams and macaroni and cheese for sale on the side.
Can we do that?
If they retro, bring back the whole wing special.
No, I'm gonna go a little farther than that. Like, if we gonna go back, bro, like let's skip over Popeye chicken and chicken sandwich, and just get that piece of light bread that wrap around the drumstick, bro. Like, that was the original chicken sandwich.
Come on with the bag of fried chicken with that.